Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Blessed Sunday. I have to take a deep breath. We all must trust in God. Before mentioning the birthday episode, well, I've mentioned it, right? Ninth year. Thank you, guys. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, gents, kids, the world. Thank you for your support since March 21st, 2011. Sending out love, sending out prayers throughout the world. We have a lot going on. We had a lot going on before coronavirus. Good and not so good. But we're going to beat this coronavirus. But I got to send out love and condolences to those who have lost loved ones from coronavirus, COVID-19, and send out much love, air kisses to the first responders and the medical officials and the politicians and all of us who are doing our best to make this world a better place. Also through unity and being mindful of each other's personal spaces. And just living a happier, happier, healthier life, being optimistic as we deal with this situation. You guys know I'm in the state of Mississippi, and the cases are constantly growing. Not as large numbers as other places, but they're growing. Just a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, we had no cases. First case was in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, about a physician that had traveled to Florida. Traveled back, and then our second case was a spring breaker, a JSU student, one of my alma maters, had come back from spring break and had tested positive. And now the number has grown. I had the numbers. Numbers are growing so quickly. Once you share a number, I hear the reporters and anchors like Don Lemon and many others talk about how they have to change their copy so often because the numbers are growing. So we definitely must pray and practice as much social distancing and keeping our hands clean. Isn't that something, though? We just basically need to be consistent with cleanliness, keeping our hands clean. Now, many of us now cleaning after yourself, you know, cleaning up after yourself. That's important. Some people don't like that, like to clean up after themselves, but just clean up after your personal space is important. Please excuse me. I'm just nipping on a peach, and I shouldn't have while I'm on the show doing the broadcast. Also, for this being the ninth birthday of Cutter Shark Entertainment Reports. And I love the full-fledged shows like you guys. The way we kick the show off, full-fledged, call-in format, chatting in the chat room. And then when all that come back real soon, what I'm really loving is that we'll be Facebook Living and doing Insta stories, sharing on YouTube and everything. So I'm super excited about that. And some of the guest co-hosts that you've loved and regulars are coming back, and then you will meet newbies. You will meet my significant other, my guy, Terry, because he's excited and ready to be a part of the show. He wanted to, last night we were talking because I had the show scheduled for like 12:30. And he was like, I want to be on the show. I want to be on the show. I want to be on the show. So, as soon as I get my computer fixed or a new computer, you know, we can do all that. So that should be soon. It shouldn't be long. I'll be honest. I'm not going to pretend, there's like production situations going on. Even though my buddy, DC White, is welcome to, because he and I support each other. We're like partners in this entertainment business, helping the community. So he's like, come to my studio. Do it, because he has one of those public access shows also, and like come and you know let's do it. Because I know one of my first guests when I come back will be one of my besties, Darryl Smith and his brother Demetrius Smith, founding members of the Mississippi Mass Choir. And many of you from around the world met them because they're worldwide travelers performing with Mississippi Mass Choir and the Children of Israel. Maybe that's the name, if I'm not mistaken. Because I know some of my friends, Facebook friends, have literally gone to their performances and met them in person, and I thought they were so sweet. In Spain and other places. So I thought that was so cool. But again, it's the birthday episode. And I just think about some of the first shows. Think about when my late mom was part of the show and shared advice regarding cooking her recipes. So some of you guys go to the episode where mom was on and really follow her recipe. Tips and advice to cook some of those dishes that I was sharing on that episode. I'll reshare that episode too. Also, the fun, crazy Ridge Roughneck and I would have talked sports and hot topics, especially when Tiger Woods was in hot water and a few others. I guess I'm a big Tiger Woods fan, a supporter, and Ridge would always joke about certain things, and it would be so funny because amazingly, I'm so grateful for the listenership. I mean, just from my everyday childhood friends listen to the show, to some of my favorite celebrities, and so really appreciate you guys, and thank you Blog Talk Radio for always encouraging me. No, do not quit the show. Do not stop the show. I am not quitting the show or stopping the show. Elevating. Culture Shock Entertainment Report, produced by Culture Shock Entertainment. And I'm taking it to a whole new level. You know, I'm 51 now. Well, I'm 51 now. I was, 42 when I started the show? Wow. That's the age of a girl who would be turning 43 the Monday after Easter weekend. So, and my brother-in-law, Tommy Lee. Birthday the same day too, but yesterday I had taken notes and I had planned for we'll talk about press conferences and stuff, president and vice president and FEMA authorities and authorities that are part of the task force have been sharing with us. But one thing a couple of things I will share from different press conferences would be that one important thing that I heard that Vice President Pence mention, coronavirus is 3 times more contagious than the regular flu. Now, the regular flu, to me, is a serious, serious situation always. I mean, I freak out if I think I'm getting a cold or getting the flu. You guys have heard me and know. You know, when my mom passed away, she and I had real bad colds or flus or something. I take any kind of sniffle cough seriously anyway. And I do believe I had began social distancing. Some people might have noticed way before coronavirus, like back in the early fall. And then many of you that are caregivers and work in the medical field, you all practice social distancing. So when my sister and I and all of caregiving of our mom, we learned how to social distance. My mother had a daycare for many years. Pretty much, I'm a people person. I love to hug, but I've always learned the importance of social distancing and also the importance of washing your hands. I'm a pet rat. I'm a clutterer. And also, I have, what is OCD? Many of you have that too. Love to clean up and organize. Those people that have with me and be in places know I'm telling the truth. Love to sweep, love to clean. Love to keep certain things situated. But then also, I am a pet rat and a clutterer. Some people would think I'm a hoarder, but I'm not a hoarder. But it's about storing things and collecting things that are valuable. It's the difference in hoarding and being a collector. So one thing about it is being clean and taking care of your, respecting your personal space and respecting other people's personal space. When I went to the poll manager last Tuesday, because ever since I was a little girl, I've always been a hugger. I have been practicing social distancing. Even some people have, like, shocked me and come up to me and grabbed me and hugged me. which is good for us to be efficient, though, but we still need to be careful, right? Because coming in contact with one another is a good thing. But pretty much, instead of just talking about press conferences and all the information of all that I've heard together, and please excuse me, I need to remove these peaches that I'm nibbling on. I want to talk about information that I've researched on the World Health Organization website. And the website is W, as in when, H as in house, O as in octopus. So, World Health Organization's website, WHO.int, meaning international, because this is an international pandemic. So I'm going to share information, and you guys can go to that website. A lot of information there. YouTube videos, how-to videos about how to use masks and other things, and other tips and all of that. So Vice President Pence did stress that coronavirus is 3 times more contagious than the regular flu. Those of us that are freaked out about just the regular flu, we see this. And Spring Breakers have been something. I mean, I always enjoyed Spring Break, and I always pet Michael. I feel like I've been a good person, but I've always been fun. I always like to have fun and drink and have fun with my friends too, like the Spring Breakers. But when the government is telling you to do certain things, all age groups, I mean, it's kind of important to abide by the rules. I understand it too. We only live once, but it's kind of crazy. But I'm not going to pass judgment. But you know, when you disobey the law, that opens the doors to getting in trouble and getting arrested. I've never been in jail, and I do not plan to go to jail. So do my best to be a law-abiding citizen. I'm just saying, you know, because disobeying a mandated law, really, a lot of people could have been arrested. I'm quite sure if those businesses open or not, the mandate of law out that people should not be out and should be practicing certain things. I'm just saying, we don't want our government to get like that. That's like communism, right, or something like that. I don't know. My goodness, that's crazy. But so much has been canceled in the NFL season, NBA season. I have been enjoying the XFL season. So I didn't have any past 5 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks. I've been watching the XFL season games, which has been very good. My friend in St. Louis, Michelle Woodland, had already been keeping me updated with the St. Louis' football team. If I'm not mistaken, her son is on that team. And so I'm like, oh, my God, Jackson, he's one of those teams. But then when the season started, I've been a big supporter, a big fan of XFL season. So they've canceled. They played 5 weeks and of a 10-week season, so they canceled out. But I know NASCAR and our racing guys, I know they do not plan to cancel any, not many, if any, events. But I guess it's a difference because they're driving in cars, and really, I guess the racing industry practices social distancing anyway as part of the lifestyle, because it's only the driver in the vehicle with the teams. And even if you notice, the teams aren't even, they're so quick doing things, helping make sure the cars are adequate to perform, they're not even in close distance. So I can understand why NASCAR and other NASCAR, I love NASCAR since I was a kid, but NASCAR and others are not canceling their races. I was watching my friend Kelsey Johnson Malcolm last week here in the local area at a horse race, but I didn't, social distancing was happening, so it's pretty cool to do things if you're practicing social distancing and all across the nation, which you can't be in groups of more than 10, right? I know here in Jackson, Mississippi, the mayor, and I know our governor, Reed, long ago, he's task force before we even had our first case in preparation for this. But sending out prayers to those that are under stay-at-home mandates, stay-at-home orders. New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken, Illinois, New York City are the most cases, right? And I've been enjoying the governor and the mayor of New York City and the governor, Governor Cuomo, each of the best briefings and press conferences. I love his briefings and his press conferences. They're just amazing. Everybody all across the country, around the world, have been doing a great job, the president and everyone. oh my goodness, if I clear my throat a little too much, because I told my doctor, my new PCP, Dr. Quinn, who is well-versed on this topic, because he had been on local TV video talking about the origin of coronavirus and all that. And Terry and I, my guy, we've been talking about it since the beginning. We've been following it. We're geeks. We're nerds. We have been following it also. So I know I had to tell my dad, I was like, before you come here, I'm like, we are all watching this and we are trying not to freak out about this. And I must admit, my guy, Terry and I, and even we would like to be one of those that are a part of the clinical trial when the new vaccine is approved by the FDA for coronavirus. Because I believe it is approved for like malaria, it's a malaria type of medication or whatever, but anything that is effective and safe. And if it's not effective and safe, we don't want to be guinea pigs for. But a clinical trial for something that's effective and safe and approved by FDA, sign us up. And if they're doing it for animals too, I know animals are low risk, sign my pooch up, BJ also. And also sign us up because we want to prevent it. Or if we get in that system, we want it to be cured immediately. But one thing about it, let's all, just pray for those that have it, pray for immediate cures, pray that it is true that it will slow down. It will slow down really soon, like the leaders and the President Trump and all are telling us that if we practice what they're telling us to do, that it will slow it down and the outbreak will discontinue. It's an outbreak. So let's pray for this outbreak to miraculously discontinue, to disappear like it appeared. And, you know, God has the power, and we got the power too. And one thing, speaking of press conferences, Ben Carson mentioned something, and it's something that he reiterated that the president had said. He said, this is the first time he ever seen so many in the country come together and unify. And so that is something to think about. On Facebook, one of my Facebook friends posted, is God trying to tell us something? Is God trying to tell us something? So I'm sure many of us are looking within and talking with God, higher power. I have many atheist friends are dealing with the spiritual realm of the world, the good and the bad. Those of us of different religions, faith. Many of us are like, okay, what is God telling us? I mean, some of us know what God is telling us. Many of us probably know. It's about unity and prayer and things, and we will overcome this. Sad that so many lives are being lost, but then also we're defeating it. And what amazes me too is that a video that I've seen, first I've seen it from Dr. Hughley, and then I've seen it from somewhere else, but I posted it. Bill Gates, and I've always loved Bill Gates and his wife, Melinda, like 4 or 5 years ago, he was at a TED event, and he predicted that something would happen. It wouldn't be a natural disaster. It would not be war like some people fear. But he said it would be death. a virus to overcome the world. So, I don't know. But big shout out to Mark Zuckerberg, too. He's been doing his part to help share information by interviewing Dr. Fauci recently. I've shared information. I'm sure many of you have seen it. If you have not, go to Mark Zuckerberg's page or check out my social media. But a tip and advice that are shared on the World Health Organization website via Facebook, where I got my resources, my info. Do the five help stop coronavirus, COVID-19. Hands, wash them often. Just confirming that you guys can hear me. Okay, elbow, cough into it. Face, don't touch it. I am a face toucher. Even though I for years, you know, being in the beauty business, makeup business, that is a no-no. Don't touch your face. That can cause, you know, your face, you putting your hands on your face can cause breakouts, et cetera. Don't touch it. Fourth, space, keep safe distance. Basically, it's what many of us practice anyway, personal space. You know how some, there's many that don't like people in their personal space and don't like to get in others' personal space without their permission. So those people that practice that anyway in life, and I pick a person, but I like my personal space. And then I have most of my friends like their personal space and family members. Like, don't come certain so much, so close to me. You know, you're invading my personal space. So those people that practice that, they have a point, don't they? So basically, that's what social distancing is, respecting each other's personal space, but a little bit more than normal. Home, stay if you can. And something that I shared on my social media, Facebook and all that, from the World Health Organization website, which is who.int, how to put on, use, take off, and dispose of masks. My sister order of masks came in from Amazon, and they're nice masks. They're black, and they're really nice. They're reusable. They're really nice. I have gloves. I have yet put my gloves on. I still have gloves that are from being carried with my mom. I have gloves that I do keep with me. When I was getting taxes done last week, I looked up and I seen a lady in full-fledged gear. She was an Asian woman, maybe on one of the local Asian restaurants. She had on her mask, she had on her gloves, plus she had on the shield over her clothing. She was in full gear, no joke. She might have had something on her hair, too. I'm not sure. But she was in full gear. But, you know, it's come to that. And then, you know, you just never know. But how to put on, use, take off, and dispose of the mask. Coronavirus disease, a.k.a. COVID-19, advice for the public. When and how to use masks. If you are healthy, you only need to wear a mask if you are taking care of a person who is suspected, and I... 2019-nCoV infection. So I guess the medical term for it is 2019-nCoV infection. So if you are healthy, you only need to wear a mask if you are taking care of a person suspected 2019 and the letter N, COV, C-O-V, infection. Then the next bullet point is wear a mask if you're coughing and sneezing or sneezing. Masks are effective only when used in combination with frequent hand cleaning with alcohol-based hand rub, soap, and water. Okay? Replace the mask with a new one as soon as it is damp. If your mask gets damp, it's time for a new one. And do not reuse. If it says single-use mask, like I said, I believe... My sister's masks, they're very nice from Amazon. They're black, and they're of a nice little fabric, a really soft fabric, like a foam-type fabric. I believe those are reusable. But if they are not reusable, if they're single-use masks, You cannot reuse single-use masks. So replace the mask with a new one as soon as it is damp. Do not reuse single-use masks. To remove the mask, remove it from behind. Go behind. Do not touch the front of mask because germs are on the front of the mask. Discard immediately in a closed bin. Clean your hands with alcohol-based hand rub or soap and water. See, that's what's so amazing. Wait, soap and water. Soap and water is the remedy. Soap and water. You go to Dollar Tree. Or, you know, you can go to the high-end stores, too. But soap and water. You can go to, shout out to Trader's Village. Trader's Village in Grand Prairie. It's closed down. But how about Tommy Ellis? On Facebook, he's all over my page, my brother-in-law, my mentor, out of Africa Imports, all types of soaps, from Black Love Shea Butter, Tree Tea Oil Soap, coconut Butter, all types of soaps that would disinfect. But basically soap, Dove, off-brand, Family Dollar, Walmart, Equate brand, any as long as soap and can clean, soap and water. And big shout out also to the Power Shower here in Jackson, Mississippi. There's a lady that have had this mobile shower unit for like the past couple of years. She's the homeless get showers and get clean clothes and stuff like that. She's out there making sure that teaching the homeless people. And I have a mini, you guys know the homeless situation, homeless people have that situation has always been close to my heart since I was a little girl, you know. So I just think of that. But she has been out there with her mobile power shower unit, teaching homeless people the importance of social distancing with each other and providing them with a shower. So a big shout out to the Power Shower mobile unit out there also. But let me continue giving you guys these tips. Before putting on the mask, clean your hands with alcohol-based hand rub or soap and water. Cover your mouth and nose with mask and make sure there are no gaps between your face and the mask. Avoid touching the mask while using it. If you do clean your hands with alcohol-based hand rub or soap and water. Avoid touching the mask while using it. If you do, clean your hands with alcohol-based hand rub or soap and water. Alcohol-based, you know, sanitizer. Replace the mask with a new one as soon as it is damp. And do not reuse a single-use mask, like I said earlier. So again, to remove the mask, remove it from behind. Do not touch front of mask. Discard immediately in a closed bin. Clean alcohol-based hand up. So that's basically what you do. Do I repeat? I repeated it twice. Okay, I'm just double checking my notes. Because I do not want to miss telling anything that I have written down. I know it's important to share. But that's basically it. So I'm going to repeat again. And you go to the website. You Facebook is still good with providing information. Again, there are YouTube channels up on this website. And I shared those websites showing visual demonstrations of the how-tos, the do's and don'ts of how to handle face masks. So, again, do the five. How about head start coronavirus? Hands, wash them often. Elbow, cough into it. Face, don't touch it. Space, keep safe distance. Home, stay if you can. And, again, the how-tos of using the mask. If you are healthy, you only need to wear a mask. If you are taking care of a person with suspected 2019 and cough infection, wear a mask if you are coughing or sneezing. Masks are effective only when used in combination with frequent hand cleansing, with alcohol-based hand rub, which is sanitizer, or soap and water. If you wear a mask, then you must know how to use it and dispose of it properly. How to put it on, use, take off, and dispose of a mask. While in use, do not touch the front of your mask. Before putting on a mask, clean hands, alcohol-based hand rub, or soap water. Cover mouth and nose with mask and make sure there are no gaps between your face and the mask. Avoid touching the mask while using it. If you do, clean your hands immediately with alcohol-based hand rub, which is sanitizer, or soap and water. Both of those you can get at, I mean, you can go to those if you love high-end. Nothing wrong with that, you know. But then you can also go to Dollar Tree and Family Dollar and Dollar General and get the items. And some people hand make it on their own, handmade. I know my Tommy, he make a lot of the soaps also. Not only do they just come from Africa, because the store is out of Africa, import, so everything is imported from Africa, but there are lots of soaps that that he made because he wants to teach me and Terry how to make those soaps. But again, avoid touching the mask while using it. And if you do clean your hands with alcohol-based, and if you do clean your hands with alcohol-based hand rub or spoon water, replace the mask with a new one as soon as it is damp. Do not reuse single-use masks. Again, there are single-use masks, and then there are masks that are reusable. I mentioned that my sister has some masks, and I definitely, those are reusable masks, I believe. You know, she can probably hand wash them, keep them clean, sanitize them, and reuse them. To remove the mask, remove it from behind. Do not touch front of mask. Discard immediately in a closed bin. Clean hands with alcohol-based hand rub or so forth. I repeat these things because personally, I like it when people repeat things to me. And you, those of you that know me know this is true. Some of you all might be listening, taking notes, or just plan on re-listening to the show. And I appreciate you also. I appreciate you on this birthday show. And again, we're going into 9 years. This is the 9th birthday. Next year will be the 10-year anniversary. But very soon we will get back into the great call-in format. Today, I probably do Facebook Live. Audio Facebook Live a couple of weeks ago. I'll probably do a Facebook Live later on today and do a broadcast for my Springer broadcast, Clifford Shock Entertainment Presents. So thank you all for being there while through the long haul of Clifford Shock Entertainment Report since March 21st. When I early shows were like, I told a story about the time my sister and my mom and I seen a UFO. You guys remember that? I shared some stuff about UFOs like yesterday. We were preparing for the royal wedding between Kate and William and royal watchers all around the world. Even non-royal watchers were so excited. So a lot of great things happened in 2011, in the spring of 2011. And a hot topic always the show during springtime is spring cleaning. And so basically we're taking spring cleaning to a whole nother level, right? Dealing with coronavirus, which like we said, we believe it will be over. Just hurts me that so many people have been hurt and affected by this. And also sending so much love out to China. Really, China is in my top 5. I do want to make a special shout out to all the listeners worldwide. Those that are in my top 5 listeners, of course, the U.S., A, big shout out, my native, my country, God bless America, America the Beautiful, number 1, U.K. number 2, that's how it's always been, really, since the beginning. America and UK, number one. But I'm thinking, it seemed like UK has been like number one once. But I think US, it's always been US and UK. Okay, US is number one. UK is number two. Number 3 is Kenya. And Kenya just joined the top five. Australia and Turkey have always like flopped places in my top five of listeners. Kenya has been in the top five pretty much since early summer. And China is before, and Morocco. Morocco survived. My is Egyptian brothers and sisters are in the top five. So I'm surprised not Cairo, but Morocco is in my top five. So it's U.S., U.K., Kenya, China, and Morocco in the top five. So one thing, Cousin Linda, you know, guys, you know, my world traveling Cousin Linda, who I know you guys cannot wait to the show come back so you can hear her stories of shopping and shopping tips and travel tips. I know she and some of her travel friends are planning a trip to New York in June. I don't know for certain if they're still planning that trip. I can't believe the images that I see of Times Square. Ah, but Cousin Linda, you know, she visited Dubai. I know, like, maybe a year before mother passed away. And she is just in love with Dubai. And I have always been in love with Dubai from a distance. And I know many of my favorite celebrities, like Janet Jackson and the Kardashians, and many are in love, too. Even some of my friends, Cyrus Webb, Blog Talk Radio King. If I'm not mistaken, he had a speaking engagement in Dubai past October. I have not talked with him about how did that go. But Terry and I told because of London, I mean, she always said, oh, we have to go. I'm like, well, Terry would love to go too with you guys in 2021. But Cousin London shared with me last night that Dubai are no cases of coronavirus. But look at the cleanliness of Dubai. I mean, I never see like a, when I see images or documentaries, and wow, I mean, look at the cleanliness. That tells us something. I'm just saying. I'm doing a show, and my guy's calling in now. He will be part of the show. Maybe he'll be part of Facebook Live. But Cousin Linda have shared, she shared two images, the Qatar and other images of Dubai, and there's no cases. She's like, oh, we're definitely still making the trip to Dubai, no coronavirus, and I believe they're gonna keep it like that. I'm serious. And what shocked me too, and maybe shouldn't have shocked me, when so how many cases have Korea, North Korea, experienced? Because I remember their first case, president had that person assassinated, shot in the head. Automatic death sentence if you get it in North Korea, apparently. It would have been cured. But who am I? I know, sometimes I share a little bit of my own thoughts and opinions. We are not robots, right? But wow. But I know I'm talking to you all like we're just sitting down having a cup of coffee or tea time, tea party. All casinos were forced to close down here in the state of Mississippi. The Choctaw Indians did keep theirs open as long as they could. When I heard that on Monday, when I was at the tax place, and you know, you guys know I worked for a year, almost a year at Choctaw Casino in Durant, and loved it. But my mom and I, we always loved going to casinos anyway here in Mississippi. But one thing, it kind of surprised me that they don't at least keep the hotel areas open at casinos. Casinos are like hospitals, clean and cold. And one thing that I know through my training, when I worked in the hospitality industry at a casino, is that the coldness is for not only to keep the machines cool so they don't get overheated, but most importantly, so people don't get sick. So people don't get sick, and plus, many of the guests have some kind of health situation going on. And that's healthy. So it kind of surprises me. At least they don't keep the hotels open at the casinos. Because that might, casinos will be like that safe place to go for many people when it comes to their health during this situation. But I hope this soon stops. Because I have reservations there because I never experienced the guest experience. I didn't Google, but the guest experience. First time I went in that casino, Obama was in town. Thought I would see Obama. I had just had to stop going to school. You guys know I was studying and steady, which I still need to get my esthetician license. So, I went to Choctaw. I didn't find out the day before that Obama was in town in Texoma, the North Texas area. I did not see Obama, but Obama was there. He and I were Twitter friends anyway. But I did not see Obama. But what happened, they loved me so much, they said, you got to work here. And I'm like, you're right, I got to work here. So I started working there. So I never learned, I've never found out the guest experience there. So I had reservations for Terry and I to stay there so I can get that guest experience. And since then, since I have been back in Mississippi, I have been called for a couple of interviews since to come back and work there. But I thought I would get a chance to experience the guest experience there real soon. But I believe it's like one of those. It's a four diamond or only four star casino out of Vegas, and it. We have amazing casinos here. Like even Allen View. Terry and I went in there like a month and a half ago. Same thing. They were pretty much, then when I told them I used to work at a casino, they were like, you're hired. You know, I haven't been back yet. So I pretty much have been hired at Allen View. I just need to go back and confirm my employment and start working there. I haven't been back to Vicksburg, so hopefully Terry and I will go back soon. But I'm just surprised that, you know, Vegas have had to shut down. But I think, I don't know, are the hotels still open in Vegas? I know at least in Florida, Miami, they are keeping the hotel areas. Now, our hotel, the hotel guests don't have to leave. They just have to follow certain situations. And then that's something. Florida had to get strict with those beaches as of Friday. What is it? In Siesta Keys? I have family in Sarasota, so in the Sarasota area, Clearwater area, there's an area called Venice Beach. On Friday evening, people were not practicing social distancing. People were having fun at the beach. They were like, oh, coronavirus is not raining on the parade. What is the WLA, the helicopter reporter? They were flying around. Those beaches were packed. Public and private. The public beach with the public parking. Then when they pan the camera to the private, to the hotels and the private beaches, say no difference. Same difference, but no difference. People were having their fun. The reporter said that was their last hurrah before the beaches were closed mandatory on Saturday morning at 6 a.m. So I posted the video. Some of you guys did not see it on my social media. Some of you guys that aren't in those areas or haven't seen those videos and so on. Again, I'm not passing judgment, but a lot of people do pass judgment. But one thing about what the governor or the mayor of Miami Beach, he was like, spring break is over, you guys. We're getting ready to shut these beaches down since you guys don't want to follow the rules about social distancing and all that. Because really, the beaches would have stayed open. People had all of the warnings, you know. So, but that's how they came to Jackson. And some of the students that did not go on spring break go away, like having bug wild fun. some of those students on the news here, they were upset. They were like, our fellow classmates went to spring break anyway to Florida where there were many cases, and they decided to have fun. And then, ta-da, one come back with it, and then they're like, when the others come back, some of them probably will have it too. But I think a second student did, since they had been diagnosed. I'm not for sure. But, you know, spring break is extended because Jackson Public Schools is not going back to the 17th, they say, of now after Easter. But then I know so many schools are doing remote teaching now. They're like, no school the rest of the school year. We'll do remote educating. And some students that live on campus, they have to leave unless they get special permission from the department that grants those permissions. So that's something, you know, because, wow. But again, I thought I would just provide like a bunch of info, resources, and so on, but I found it to be important to share that about the mask. Share that website, which is filled with a wealth of advice. And next time I do a broadcast, I will share different resources from Jackson, Mississippi, from America, from Texas, I follow pretty much every. I watch press conferences from every little town to the largest town regarding what's going on here with the coronavirus. So some information you don't want to share that we all already know. So I felt like if I kept talking about the press conference, one thing I think is pretty cool that checks would be sent out real soon. On April 6th and on May 18th. And that is something for now they should do, to me, in my opinion, who am I, for a year. They should just, okay, 2 months, let's just go ahead and do this for 1 year as of now. Because all of us know that when we get behind, it takes more than 1 month and 2 months. But many of us are still recovering just from a little setback. They should just go ahead and say, as of now, checks will be sent out monthly for 1 year. You know, hopefully the outbreak over in July or before July, like they've been predicting. But if it ends or not, many of us still need to, and most of us, even the riches of the rich are being hit. I know some of you could probably say, don't be speaking up for the rich, but the riches of the rich have bills too and be struggling. So this is hitting many. Like one of my friends who owns 3 restaurants here, he's on the news, and he's animal advocate too, he and his wife. He's on the news. He's like, a week ago, my restaurant group was flourishing. A week now, I had to tell my staffers they have no job. So they had like a local farmer's market selling a lot of the produce that they would use at the restaurant. And he said 60% of that money would go to somehow paying his staff. So everybody's being hurt on all levels, all mentalities, socioeconomics, all races. So unity is definitely important, and being resourceful and just making sure we all are safe and fed and clothed and mindful and compassionate. And it's not a time to be selfish. Self-love is important, but not a time to be selfish and self-centered. Self-love, yes, we must love ourselves before we can love anybody else. But we got to believe and got to have faith, and we just got to do it, you know, really. So, you guys, obviously, I've been talking from my heart. I have my notes regarding the World Health Organization. I'm so grateful for you still being listeners since March 21st, 2011. Even with these commentary-style shows, I still thank you. Looking at the stats, I still thank you work on being more consistent with the shows. And when you expect to listen to a show, I know you, when you think you're going to listen to a show, I know you expect to listen to a show. So working on being consistent with the scheduling, the program, and getting back to those full-fledged shows that you like, because I know many of you will be calling in right now if we were in a call-in format. And we're sharing a lot of information, and we will be learning a lot about what's going on around the world. But again, appreciate you. My own country, U.S., U.K., Kenya, China, thank you for being a top five listener. I know the finger's being pointed at China, but we wish we had known before early in advance. Really, we wish, because so many people would not have been lost there. If like the president said, if we had known, and he said he's good friends with the president of China, so he doesn't have harsh words. And people are offended by him saying Chinese virus. I mean, I think some of your own cancels say Chinese virus. I mean, if that's where it originated, if it originated in Mississippi, you guys would be saying, oh, the Mississippi virus. I know you would. no joke. So this is serious to be worrying about what the president is calling it. If we had known early enough, it would have been isolated. But that's woulda, shoulda, coulda. What we need to do now is pray the powers of God that the outbreak ends, pray for these vaccines, pray for what we're being told to do works, and we'll beat this, really. So I really appreciate you guys. Again, happy birthday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Happy birthday, the ninth birthday. So thank you, and God bless. I'll go ahead and lastly say I love you. This is something Mom and I always talk about, importance of love, the importance to love and to be loved. She always said never give up, so let's not give up. I've had Facebook friends to literally say, I know Joe, I'm not kidding you. You guys know, you guys are very open to me. On Facebook, social media, in person, on Messenger, on the show. You guys know, I've had listeners, top fans call in and say, oh, I'm going to kill myself. I had a Facebook friend say she wished she would catch coronavirus and die. No joke. I reposted it and everything. She didn't mind me reposting it too. I reposted it. I put it on my story. She even later, a few minutes after that, she put a clip of a person getting ready to jump off. And she said, I wonder if I jump, who will catch me? So my dear friend in Brazil, which I really want to visit them, one of my dear friends in Brazil, art person, teacher, educator, he said, I would catch you. And I said, thank you. It's good to know that, too. I was like, please cheer up my friend, too. My friend is in, I think, I'm thinking she's on the West Coast. I'm like, she just said she wished she would catch coronavirus and die. So she thanked me, like, later on. So and now I see her post on her. She's been posting, like scriptures and positive things. So the amazing work of God is just amazing, you know, so. You never know who's feeling like that. I guess that's what I'm saying. Even those that motivate people. So you never know who's feeling like that. I didn't expect to share that story with you guys, because I'm like sharing my last comments and thanking and being grateful. And like Tony Robbins, they sharing my gratitude from my heart, from you guys and ladies, being supporters of Cut the Shock Entertainment Report since March 21st, 2011. Email me. Oh, I have not shared email. Send me some of that awesome music, too, like you guys always send me. Send me some awesome music. Email me at Cut the Shock, A-U-L-T-R-E-S-H-O-K, E-N-T underscore beth at yahoo.com. Also, you can email me at my personal email, Miss, it was just business, Miss M-S, Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, C, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S at Gmail. So email me at KultureShock, KultureShock@yahoo.com, and Miss Bethany C. Williams at gmail.com. That's MSBETHANYCWILIMS@gmail.com. Thank you guys for supporting Terry and I's page and our Instagram. Thank you for my the amazing group, the James Franco group, which I created in June 2015, but we are a big family. It's a wee thing. We talk all the time. Recently, we had not been talking too much. I mean, I got to get in touch with him when I need to. But I heard from James recently. He's doing pretty good. Hopefully, he'll start back getting involved at least in the group. He's doing pretty good. And the group is anticipating him being interactive with us within the group. So I just want to share that because, of course, what we talk about is confidential and private. And he's probably listening to the show and will pull my head off if I say anything more. But just wanted to let you guys know he's doing pretty cool. You guys see him and paparazzi, you guys see him around. But also, my thing is, he loved Mississippi. That's what my mother loved about it. He was a celebrity that loved Mississippi. Back in the day, George Hamilton, Phil Collins, they loved Mississippi and had homes here and so on. Sandra Bullock, when she made A Time to Kill, she loved it here. And she bought a home here in Mississippi. I wonder if she still has that home here. But so many people, you know, love the state of Mississippi. One thing about it, when you're here in Mississippi, you don't have to worry about the paparazzi. People will love you when you have your celebrity hat on.